Good morning.
So today's topic is going to be whether or not a person is allowed to use twist ties on Shabbos. Are you allowed to use twist ties on Shabbos? Are you allowed to fasten a bag of food with a twist tie on Shabbos? Are you allowed to unfasten it? Are you allowed to use twist ties on Shabbos? So there's a well-known chiddush that is brought down in the Rambam that is actually gepaskent in the Mishneh Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Yud Zayin Sif Katan Lamed Dalet. And that is that ha'poisel chavolim, if a person takes different parts of a rope and coils it together, his poisel chavolim, he takes the different ropes and coils them together to fashion one thick rope out of it, the halacha is, he's violation of an issur d'oraisa, the tolda of meleches kosher. It's a tolda of meleches kosher when you take different parts of thin ropes and you coil together and make it into one thick rope. Why? Says the Rambam, because that is something that obtains the objective of kosher. Because kosher is attaching different things to make it more mechubar and into a more unified object. So too, in this case, you're taking different parts of the rope, you're coiling it together and making it into a thick rope. That is the idea of kosher, and therefore you're chayiv for an issur d'oraisa of kosher, albeit not the av melacha, but the tolda of meleches kosher, which is an issur d'oraisa, and says the Rambam, the same thing would apply in the reverse case. If you take a rope that is consisting of different strands and different small ropes that have been winded together and coiled together to fashion one thick rope, and you unfasten it, and you take it apart, you're over on the melacha of matir. It's a tolda of matir. That is the Shitas HaRambam. The truth is that there are a couple of very important ha'aris that are brought down in the Gedalia HaPoiskim with respect to this Chiddush of the Rambam. Number one, there's a Yerushalmi that seems to indicate that such an action is not kosher, but rather a violation of the Melach of Toiva. When you spin different strands together and you're about to weave, let's say, threads into a garment, so when you're spinning it and you're making the thread, that's the act of tviya, of toive. The Yerushalmi says that when a person coils together different parts of a string, the Yerushalmi indicates that it's the malach of toive, not the malach of kosher, seemingly in contradiction of the shita of the Rambam. So different mahalchim given in the Achronim to reconcile the shita of the Rambam with the Yerushalmi, we will present two of the Mahalchim in the Poiskim. Number one, the Shevet HaLevi suggests that the Rambam and the Yerushalmi are talking about two different cases. Says the Shevet HaLevi, if a person already has a rope, you already have a rope, and you want to add different ropes together to fashion a more strengthened rope that is going to be more firm in nature, in that case, according to the Rambam, that's not toive, that's kosher. That's kosher because you are taking different ropes and binding them together to strengthen it, thus the malacha of kosher being violated. However, if you take different small strings to make one rope, it's not yet a rope, and you're gufa fashioning a rope by coiling them together, that's toive. Toive means the ikur asiya of the chevel. When you create a chevel in the first place, that's similar to the melacha of toive, because that's toive. Toive is something that is a case where you don't yet have an actual thread, and you are fashioning the thread by spinning it together. So that is what is being violated when you fashion a rope in the first place by coiling different strings together. However, if you already have a rope and you're just strengthening it, making it more firm by doing this act of poisel chavolim, in that case, you're violating the malacha of kosher rather than the malacha of toive. So that's the Shevet HaLevi's yishuv of the contradiction between the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, that if you already have a rope and you're just making it thicker, that's kosher, and if you're making a rope in the first place, that's the malacha of toive. The Kloizenberger Rebbe in the Divrei Yatzev has a different mahalach, and he says that it depends on whether or not after your maisa of poisel chavolim, it still appears as if it's different components that happen to be intertwined and forming one large unit. However, says the Divrei Yatziv, if you have one mass now, and it's not nikar b'fnei atzmo, and each of the small ropes or strings can't be easily identified while it's intertwined, in that case, it's toive. Because toive is when you have a thread that's not nikar as different components that are spun together to fashion the thread. All you have is one thread that is the aftermath of the spinning and intertwining together. So in order to be compared to the malach of toive, you as well have to have a rope that looks like one big mass, one big unit, without being able to identify the different components that have been coiled together and intertwined together to fashion the rope. However, if even after fashioning the rope, you still can identify the different strings or small ropes that have been used to fashion the thick rope, that's kosher, that's not toive. That's the shita of the Divrei Yatziv, that it depends on whether it's still nikar that they have different ropes over here that have been binded together, or it's one thick rope that's one mass, not nikar b'fnei atzmon. So if it's not nikar b'fnei atzmon, it's toive. If it's nikar b'fnei atzmon, it's kosher. That is the shita of the Divrei Yatziv. So that is with respect to reconciling the shita of the Rambam with the Yerushalmi. The Rambam says that it's kosher. The Yerushalmi seems to imply that it's toive, it's not the malacha of kosher. Now there's a different issue that is brought down in the G'dayli Achronim, again presenting a major problem for the shita of Rambam, and that is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Vov. The Gemara is talking about a person who has a shasheris, some type of knot on a kiso of a utensil. You have, let's say, a pot that has a covering, and you have a rope that is covering the utensil and sealing it shut, and you want to be able to open the pot, but it's tied together with this rope that needs to be unfastened, and the question is it mutter or is it usar on Shabbos to unfasten the rope that has been coiled together to close off a pot? So the Gemara says that it's mutter to be mafkia the chevel. You have this rope that is made of, let's say, chains or some other type of fastening material that causes the person to be unable to access the food without doing something to this knot. And the question is it mutter or usar to obtain the food on Shabbos? The Gemara says it's mutter to be mafkia the chevel on Shabbos. This rope that's intertwined, that's closing off the barrel or the pot, it's mutter to mafkia it. So Rashi says, what it means is, you're allowed to unravel that rope that was coiled in order to obtain the food. So Rashi seems to hold that even though you have a rope over there that's intertwined and coiled together, seemingly the case of Poisel Chavolim, Rashi says that mafkia means that it's mutter to undo it on Shabbos, even though, according to the Rambam, this should be kosher. So Rashi clearly touches up mafkia to mean that you're allowed to undo it on Shabbos. It's not mater or kosher. Mater is the reverse of kosher. Again, the Rambam would have to answer up this Gemara. When the Gemara says mafkia, the Gemara seems to say that you're allowed to take this rope apart in spite of the fact that it's been intertwined and it's been fashioned into a thick rope by using the coils. So again, according to the Rambam, it should be also because it's mater, since the formation of the rope was kosher. So how does the Rambam understand the Gemara? So the Mishnah Berurah offers a chiddush in explaining the shita of Rambam, and he holds that, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam holds that when it says mafkia is mutter, when it comes to this rope that's being used to fasten the kisoy of the barrel on Shabbos, or the kisoy of the pot on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, mafkia means to break off. And the question is it koireya? Is it a question of ripping on Shabbos, of tearing on Shabbos? Avdem, says the Rambam, it's mutter, it's not considered koireya on Shabbos. And the Rambam learns that the Gemara is not talking about undoing it, because that, in fact, would be a violation of mater on Shabbos. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam, in fact, would learn that mafkia means something else. It means to cut it off. It's koireya. And the Rambam holds that koireya is mutter if it's not shayich to be subsequently toifer it. Koireya benas litvor means that you have to be able to subsequently sew it together. And in this case, you're unable to, so therefore they weren't even geyser when it's koireya shaloya benas litvor. However, according to the Rambam, it in fact would be usur to unravel, to take apart the rope that is fastening the barrel on Shabbos, because it's going to be a violation of Matir on Shabbos. And that's the Shita of the Rambam. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is being miyashiv the Rambam with the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mevav, that seems to indicate that Mafkiya is Mutter, indicating that unraveling this rope that's been coiled together and used as a means of fastening the barrel, even though according to the Rambam it's Matir. So says the Mishnah Berurah Nechanami, Mafkiya doesn't mean to unravel, to undo, rather it means to break off and potentially violate a Shaila of Koireya on Shabbos. Reb Shlomo Zalman paskins, based on this Rambam, which is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's also to use twist ties on Shabbos. When you use a twist tie to fasten something, that's Paisel Chavolim. That's like this case of the Rambam, when you intertwine and coil together different parts of a rope to make a thick rope on Shabbos. And when you undo it, it's a Shaila of Taif, of Matir on Shabbos. You're undoing a knot on Shabbos. You're unraveling a knot on Shabbos. It's therefore usur to undo a twist tie on Shabbos. That is the Shita of Reb Shlomo Zalman. However, many Paiskim disagree, and they are Mekel. Reb Moshe reportedly was Mekel. Many other Achrayim were Mekel, and they say that no. Even if we assume, like the Rambam, that it's usur, which itself is the subject of Machlekes Rishayim, nevertheless, even the Rambam perhaps would concede when it comes to twist ties on Shabbos, because the twist tie is not like the rope. The twist tie is just a hard item, a hard material that's preventing the bag that it's fastening from opening, but it's not like a rope that's being used to intertwine different strands, different small, thin ropes together. And therefore, according to many Paiskim, it's not even a violation of Matir, according to the Shita of Rambam. Halacha l'maisa, many Paiskim say l'chatchili should try to be machmer, because l'maisa Reb Shlomo Zalman is machmer, Rabbi Yashiv reportedly was also machmer. And if a person needs to use a twist tie, you should try not to make it wrapped around more than twice, because you don't want to be in violation of this Isser of Pesach HaVolim, according to the Rambam. But if you do it in a loose manner, or if you do it once or twice, most places can say that it's Mutter. But L'chatchili, you should try not to do it tightly, and you should try not to do it if you're going to have to intertwine the coil of the twist tie more than two times around.